Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, June 24th. The historic city of Charleston has removed the statue of U.S. Vice President and slavery advocate John C. Calhoun. What had been expected to be a relatively quick task had stretched into an ordeal lasting more than 15 hours. 1,300. That's the new record for daily confirmed coronavirus cases. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control also announced 10 additional deaths. Statewide, nearly 28,000 people have contracted the virus since testing began, and 683 have died. Greenville County reported the most daily cases with 241. DHEC also reported 832 COVID-related hospitalizations across the state. The cities of Greenville and Columbia now require wearing masks in public places as COVID-19 cases spike in the state, but one upstate city is not making that call. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more from Rock Hill.
With one of the highest density populations in the state and about 450 reported COVID cases so far, the question of when or if Rock Hill will require masks in public is growing more common. But Mayor John Geddes says that given the geography of the city, the decision to mandate masks is better made by York County.
As the city is a portion of the county and some businesses are actually in a donut hole, I think the city coming up with that ordinance exclusive of the county would be very difficult.
A spokeswoman for York County says there are no plans to mandate face masks for residents or visitors at this time. Mayor Geddes and county officials do, however, encourage wearing them and recommend following safe social distancing and good hygiene measures as outlined by DHEC and the CDC. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
In other news, the Senate GOP police reform bill hit a roadblock today. Senate Democrats voted down the measure, calling it inadequate. The bill's author, Senator Tim Scott, voiced his frustrations on the Senate floor.
This bill is gone, and next week we're on the DOD or something else. We'll forget about this. We'll move on. People will forget about it. And you know what's going to happen? Something bad. And we'll be right back here talking about what should have been done, what could have been done, why we must act now. I'm telling you, I had this conversation 5 years ago. I'm having this conversation right now.
In other news, clusters of strong thunderstorms are possible statewide into this evening. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says a few of the storms may produce areas of wind damage.
Several upper air disturbances will approach us from the Gulf Coast states. These disturbances should increase the upper level winds, which encourage storms to become better organized than typical summertime storms.
Ray says these storms are most likely in the Midlands, PD, and Lowcountry. He says the storms are forecast to move offshore shortly after midnight. Members of the South Carolina House of Representatives stood in silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds today in honor of George Floyd, whose death several weeks ago in Minneapolis sparked demonstrations and calls for police reforms. The House met today to authorize the spending of more than $1 billion from the Federal CARES Act to reimburse state and local governments for expenses incurred during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state Senate authorized the spending yesterday. In Charleston-based commercial laundry service, Holy City Linen plans to expand operations. The company announced today a $12.5 million capital investment that's expected to create 254 new jobs. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.